This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity.
Hi, this is Tony Tilotto, and welcome to Sci-Fi Talk Weekly. The theme we heard was from Larry Cardarelli. Today, just news, as I am knee-deep in production these days. Red Sonja is being rebooted. This was actually announced back in 2017. And apparently, they went through a few directors, and now MJ Bassett, formerly of Altered Carbon, has signed on. But the movie seems to be without a star. There is a new star that's being linked to the movie, and that is Matilda Lutz from Revenge. And what's more, Umbrella Academy's Robert Sheehan and Batwoman's Wallace Day could be on board as well. So keep an eye out for that one. That is coming up.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
Andor is coming up, and Adira Arronha recently spoke to Collider about her role. She said, quote, "Yeah, it's really a true origin story of such a great character that we already know and love. And I think Tony did a great job of creating these worlds so that they're so intricate and so smart and interesting." Ferrix, for example, a place where everyone is sort of the same. Really interesting stuff. Andor will actually start on September 21st on Disney+. Fascinating. Marina Baccarin was at DragonCon recently, and she talked about Deadpool 3. The 43-year-old actor was, of course, died in the last movie, so I don't know how they're going to bring her back. But this is what she said, and this is according to FanBolt. Quote, "You know, from your lips to God's ears, I have no idea. They're writing the script right now. I'm usually the last one to find out anything," she said at a DragonCon panel. John Williams, according to Variety, is going to be scoring a new theme to the Indiana Jones fifth film. He debuted a new piece of music called Helena's Theme at his annual Maestro of the Movies concert in Los Angeles Hollywood Bowl. Oh, I'd love to have been there. Williams describes this character as an adventurous and also a femme fatale, quote unquote. "She is many, many things," quote unquote. Interesting. I love John Williams' music. Always have. In the Emmy front, Chadwick Boseman won a posthumous Emmy Award for his role on What If. Really happy to hear that about that. And this came from bleedingcool.com. From Deadline, Arcane won an Emmy for Best Animated Program. And this is the first win for Netflix for an animated film. Arcane co-creator Christian Link picked up the award. He said, "Thank you for this. It's a big deal for us as we come from video games. It's amazing to see the world embrace our characters and our stories. Thanks to Netflix, who believed in us from the beginning. And thanks for Riot Games and all who worked on the whole IP," quote unquote. It's been a while since the last Omen movie, and they actually are doing a reboot. Liev Schreiber, Julia Stiles, and David Twellis star in the classic 1976 film, directed by Richard Donner. And now Neil Tiger Free is on board as well. Free will play the leading role in the horror film, but there's no idea what the details of the plot are, I guess besides the usual, that there will be a satanic child, maybe? Damien, perhaps? Who knows? Beijing-based Tiger Pictures has acquired the distribution worldwide rights of the mainland China sci-fi comedy hit Moon Man. The film's already made $430 million at the Chinese box office, and it tells the story of the last human in the universe as an astronaut is stranded on the moon after an asteroid wipes out all life on Earth. Hey, I really am so glad that Squid Game won an Emmy Award, too. That was fantastic. Tippett Studio and Ultra 8 Pictures announced that Phil Tippett's directing debut, Mad God, has been sold to to key international territories after its U.S. run. It premiered at the Locarno Film Festival and has played in over 20 festivals, including Edinburgh's Film Festival and Fantasia Film Festival as well. This according to Deadline. If you've been watching She-Hulk, you remember that Patty Guggenheim, Madison, had an interesting scene with Wong, played by Benedict Wong, at the end of the latest episode. The funny thing was, that was not in the script. That entire scene was improvised. So it's really cool. And thanks for telling us from Bleeding Cool about that. That's really cool. Of course, it's Bleeding Cool. All right, Tor.com reports, and one of the many news that came out of D23 is Tales from the Jedi from Dave Filoni. And Ashley Eckstein, the original Ahsoka, returns to voice a character. This will actually showcase Ahsoka and show her origin story. And not only that, he said he would never do it, but Liam Neeson is going to be voicing Qui-Gon Jinn, as we saw in Obi-Wan. His Padawan is Dooku. Really, really cool. And it'll be a younger version of Dooku. So that looks really interesting. There'll be a handful of a lot of the voice actors from Clone Wars, Dee Bradley Baker, Captain Rex, and Matt Lanter returns as Anakin Skywalker. I'm so glad he's recovered. It's really good to hear that. So you're going to see Ahsoka from a baby all the way to a young woman in the midst of her Jedi training. And that is Sci-Fi Talk Weekly for this week. I've been away, busy, doing other things, and I will not be here next Thursday, but I wanted to do this one in particular. You all have a good weekend coming up, and I will see you sooner than later. This is Tony Tolato.